Be faithful until death. Now there's your challenge, partner. There's your challenge. You know, I know that every one of us have struggles in our life. And sometimes it can really, really try our faith. Peter calls it putting our faith in the fire. When your faith is in the fire. You know, God's people have always had to fight for their faith. I think about Joseph when I think about someone challenged, and man, he was. Over and over again, how often he must have wondered, God, where are you? Why am I going through this? Why am I being challenged with so many challenges and so many struggles? You know, I think about you guys here. I know that you've got a lot to deal with in your lives right now. Struggles and problems. But you can make it. Joseph was one of you. I mean, you hadn't been thrown into prison yet. And nobody's come and grabbed you and took you away to a foreign land, away from your folks. But yeah, you've got some trials. All of you so nice looking, so pretty. You know, but that can sometimes be a work against you, because that just makes it a little harder sometimes. But you can do it. You can keep your faith. Joseph did. You know, sometimes we think, well, we just can't make it. We're not going to be able to win this thing. The devil's too strong. I think about David. Here's a kid that goes out to face a giant. But now he's armed right. Oh, son, he's got him a 9mm, and he's got a machine gun, and he's got hand grenades, and the Air Force is going to lay down a line of fire for him. No! The kid's got a rock. Now, on the other side is a giant armed with the best the world had at the time. Huge spear. Sharp sword. Great big shield. Now, if you didn't know the rest of the story, who are you going to go with in this fight? You're going to take the giant. And I don't blame you, because I would too. Because it really doesn't look good for David. But you know what? He won. He won the battle. He defeated the giant because he had something that Goliath did not have. He had a faith in God, and he got God on his side. Now, I know there are times in this life whenever it looks like that this world is winning. And we may lose some of the battles along the way. But I'm going to tell you, you keep your faith and you can win the war. It's been done. It will be done. It is. This world is strong. There is no question about that. But it's not stronger than God. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. I know that sometimes our burdens and our problems are heavy. But I think about Job. He lost it all. All of his livelihood, his children. You know, that's the one thing in this account about Job that I really have a hard time with. God wouldn't let David or Satan take away Job's life, but he lost his children. But then I'm not God, and I don't think like God does. That's pretty tough lick. That was a tough lick. And Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. What a faith. What a trust in God this man had. And the end of that account is Job got back everything and more because of his faithfulness. I look at our world today and our world's in a mess. But you know, this is not the only world that's ever been in a mess. I think back to the world of Noah. Eight souls were all there were that were faithful to God. The reason why that world was in such a mess, the reason why this world is in such a mess, is because we have forgotten God. That's how important your faith is. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, what could have gone on in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah that doesn't happen in Springdale and Fayetteville today? How much worse could the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah have been than Fayetteville and Springdale are right today? And they were bigger. They were bigger than Springdale and Fayetteville put together. Sodom and Gomorrah was. You remember the discussion that Abraham had with God? God, would you save the city for 50 righteous people? God said yes. 45, Abraham would say. God said yes. 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous, faithful souls would have saved the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there were not 10 found in all of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why your faith is so important. You may be saving Fayetteville and Springdale with your faith. That's how important faithfulness is. And God has said, be thou faithful. Let your faith be seen. Let your life show that you are indeed a child of God. So, if it's that important, why do we have trouble being faithful? Well, there are a lot of answers, but one of the things is that we've let ourselves get too busy. Now, people, you know I'm telling it just like it is. We have gotten so wrapped up in the things of this world that we are letting it crowd out our faith and our faithfulness. I think about Jesus and what a busy life he lived. He had 3 years to cram in to that the power of truth that we need in order to go to heaven. And his example that he was going to the time he would have for an example to set for us of how to get there. But in his busy life, he was never too busy to pray. Very often he would pray all night long. And in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, he teaches his disciples to pray with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In his busy life, he wasn't too busy to go to church. In Luke 4 and verse 16, there it talks about how that when he got to Nazareth, where he was born, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Now watch this. Which was his custom to do. Jesus had been brought up to go to church. And it said that he did that because it was his habit to do that. And he wasn't too busy to think about those that were lost. There were times when there were throngs, thousands, that came to see him. Sometimes he just had to just... slip off to even get a few moments by himself. But he always had time for that one person who needed him. The woman at the well, Zacchaeus in the tree, Nicodemus that came to him by night. Jesus took time. We get so tied up in making a living that we don't take time to make a life. And that's what we have to do. I'm not saying that you're not busy. I'm not saying that I'm not busy. But I'm saying that we have to take time, make time for that which is right, to strengthen our faith, because it is so important. I don't think we sing this song very much, but the words of it are powerful, powerful. Take time to be holy. Speak off with our Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by the Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. What a night, what a challenging song. The words of which we need to take to heart. I think that maybe one reason why that we struggle with our faithfulness is that it's just hard. This world really makes it hard. But you know, the Bible never does say that Christianity is going to be easy. I think sometimes we think that when we're baptized, that everything ought to just fall in place. It doesn't. Because we live in a world where things don't fall into place. Living the Christian life is fighting a war. A very, very difficult war. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3. He said, therefore endure hardships as a good soldier. This is a war. And you have to go to war every day of your life. Because Satan's job, and I say a job because he works at it, is to destroy your faith. It's his purpose. Probably be a better way to put it. And so he is going to keep coming at you again, again, again and again and again and again, so that he can chip away and eat away at your faith. So many have fallen back. You know of those. You could put a name to this, and so can I. Some of them in our family, who were faithful Christians, who are not now. There are those that were so faithful in attending worship here, right here, that are not now. Because it's tough. And Satan wants to destroy us. And I just think about, Where are we going in such a hurry? I mean, we're all headed for the same place. And that's death. And believe you me, older you get, the faster time passes. I mean, you just think about it. This is the middle of November. This year is nearly gone. What happened? Where did it go? And life is just, man, it's just right now, at this stage of my life, it's just like, choo. I can't even keep up with it. Because life is like a vapor. Appears for a little while and it's gone. Where are we going? What is so important that we can't stop and say, thank you, God? I don't know. I think about whenever we think about the pressures that are put on us, about Daniel. Talk about pressure. Told him, don't pray no more. If you do, you're going to throw you in a den of lions and they're going to eat you. You think, hey, Daniel? Man, they mean what they're saying, because they got the king to make a decree. And so it is written, so it is done. He can't change it. So, for these next few days, why don't you just say a silent prayer? Don't bow your head when you go out to eat at the restaurant. Just kind of say a silent prayer. But that wasn't Daniel. That was not faithful Daniel. No, partner, right back out where everybody could see him. And believe you me, they were waiting. Because as soon as they saw him go out on the porch and pray to God, they were in there to arrest him. Threw him in the den of lions. And God brought him out. Locked the lions. And when he walked out, the king said, "Your God is the greatest God of all." Your faith, my friend, means so much to those that are around you. Your faith, Father, means so much to those kids. Your faith, Mother. Your faith, friends. It means so much to those that are around you. It's so important for you to be faithful. And then there are those that were not. Judas. Oh, what an opportunity that guy had. He sold it along with his master, along with himself, for 30 pieces of silver. The price of a common slave. There was Demas, who was, much of his life was so faithful. And then we read finally that Demas hath forsaken me because he loved this world more. And then there was the rich young ruler who walked away from the master because of his possession. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, there Jesus said, "And you shall be hated of all men for my sake. But he that endures to the end will be saved." And there are so many promises that the Master makes to those who are faithful. He says in Revelation 2 and verse 7, "And to him that overcomes, I will give to eat at the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Now, partner, there's your promise. There's your reward. Be faithful. Hang in there. Don't give in. Don't give over. Don't give up. And God will one day let you eat with him in paradise. In Psalm 73 and verse 24, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me into glory." There are also some promises to those that are unfaithful. Like 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. "Ye who are troubled, rest with us. For the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that know not God and obey not the gospel, who will be punished with everlasting destruction from the face of God and the glory of his power." And so I'm asking today of us all, is our faith strong? Will our faith stand the test? Will you stand the test of time? Will you be a light in this world of darkness? Will you be thou faithful until death? And I'll give you a crown of life. Will you come while together we stand and sing?
I walk with the Savior.